Good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing this morning? I tell you what, it's definitely a fantastic day outside. We've had great weather, but even more so, it's just a great feeling to be here in the house of God. Felt a great presence and spirit this morning in our song service, and I am truly honored and thankful to have this opportunity this morning. Last week I got a text message from our pastor at like 9:30 or something like that, asked me if I wanted to introduce, and I said, hey, I need like at least an entire week of time to get ready for it. So if this is not, good at all, I've had an entire week, so you guys know that, I'm not really meant for this. So anyway, I just wanted to, take just a few brief moments. Again, I'm very, very thankful for the opportunity. I just wanted to talk about the subject of enthusiasm and joy. And I asked my wife limits of me being personal, with our experiences this morning. And, I got kind of a look like, I need to have a good filter on this morning of things like that. So my filter is not here physically with me. So if I say anything that's too personal, I apologize in advance, Carrie. So anyway, generally my experience in life, I've 44 years old on Monday, by the way, and in general, what I found in life, there are two types of people. You have a person that is easily affected by their environment and their enthusiasm and joy, and and the spirit that they exhibit. They're easily influenced by that. So if things are going bad around them, or they're facing some adversity, they let those things affect their personality or affect their joy or enthusiasm. Or on the opposite side of that, you have a person who lets their enthusiasm influence their environment. So either you have a person who is influenced by their environment, or the opposite, a person who lets their joy and enthusiasm influence others around them. And we've all seen it. I've been at Walmart or Target or at a coffee shop, which I like to be at quite often. You see a person that is difficult to be around. They're at, at the restaurant, and they're complaining about their food being extremely hot or extremely cold or bland or too salty. And I'm like, I just don't want to be around a negative person like that, because they are just, upset all the time, never happy with anything, and it definitely shows. Or you see a person who is very positive, always giving a compliment of everybody, always looking at, the brighter side of things. Those are the people that I want to be around, because they are light. They're joy. They make me happy to be, around them. And if you really think about it, that joy and that light that they exhibit, it comes from knowing their relationship with Christ. It comes from the fact that they know who they are in Christ. They know that we have an incredible gift, an eternal home with our Father. And they exhibit that. So they are working for Christ. We are working for Christ. And, I'm going to get to, it's my text right now. Colossians 3 and 23. It says, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto man." So whatever we do, we're working for Christ. Let's do it with all of my heart, so that I'm exhibiting joy, I'm exhibiting love and positive feelings. The things that if you look in the Old Testament, Daniel is, it's one of my favorite stories of all time. It's this little kid, comes from a farmland, comes up onto a battle scene, war, and there's a Philistine giant there that is defiling the living God. And here's Daniel, this kid, he's like, David. I'm sorry, David, my father. David's like, hey, You know, this Philistine giant is talking about, you know, my God, who is this guy going to do this? So, you know, it goes right out, doesn't wait a day or two or formulate a big massive plan, goes right out, attacks the guy, and kills him. He's not afraid. He knows the goodness of God in his life, all the times that God has delivered him, and he attacks things. And that's the kind of guy that I can get behind. You know, I definitely want to be around a person like that. Not afraid of anything. He's not worried about, well, I'm just a kid. I've got a family back home. You know, this is a big giant. I can't possibly, you know, go after this guy. He's positive. He's going after things. He knows the goodness of God in his life, and he's not afraid of anything. And like, I know that we've all gone through adversity. We've all gotten discouraged. I mean, I go through days where I just want to stay in my office and don't talk to anybody because I'm afraid of the world, and I get anxiety and overcome with the weight of the world sometimes. But I could assure you, brothers and my sisters, my friends here at the church, I mean, I've had some adversities in my life. My wife and I have gone through some extremely difficult heartbreaks. You guys know that I own a business, and thank God we just went through the biggest recession that I've ever noticed in my whole lifetime. Went through some extremely hard trials. I mean, financially, physically, and as the owner of my business, I'm expected to be, you know, a spark plug. I go in there, you know, to my workplace, and you know, I'm supposed to be, hey guys, come on, let's be positive today. We've got X number of jobs to do, and you know, we've got a lot of positive things going on. You know, but there were days that, I mean, we literally had nothing to do. I mean, and I have to lay people off that, you know, and these guys have families and, you know, and babies, and I have to go lay them off. So there were literally days, I promise you, that I'm driving up in my parking lot, and I'm about to, you know, get, you know, out of my car, and I'm thinking, God, I mean, I don't know that I can do this today. I really don't. So I pray, and I would say, God, you know, please be with me, because I am not going to give up. I'm not going to give up. God, you promised to always be there. You have been with me for my whole life. I'm not going to give up. And all these experiences that we've had, the trials, the heartbreak in our lives, it doesn't change who we are in Christ. It doesn't change the eternal gift we have with our Father, but it does change our perspective. It definitely does. And this is like my go-to verse, and I apologize if I've talked about this before, but this is just so good to me. Book of James chapter 1 says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So, it's perspective. We know the joy that comes from Christ. It only comes from Christ. We know our home is in heaven. I mean, think about that, guys. I mean, it doesn't matter what's going on here on earth. You have a bad day, a bad week, a bad month, a bad year. We have an eternal home in paradise with Jesus Christ. We're joint heirs with our Father. What could possibly bother us here on earth? So this morning, just want to ask everyone, what kind of person are we going to be? Are we going to be a person that lets our environment and what's going on around us affect us, affect our joy, affect the way we around people? Or instead, are we going to be the joy? Are we going to help others? Are we going to be a positive influence and show everyone that we understand who we are in Christ? We know who we are, and we know what to do. We are working for Christ in everything we do with all of our hearts to love each other and be joy, be a light, be a positive influence. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. And I'll let Brother Chris go. Thank you guys very much.